Back here in Cleveland, Ohio, what a start to this season for the Blue Jays, as today in 12, Blue Jays win at 7-4 in the opener, same score in 16. The postgame show brought to you by Honda Dealers shows the Blue Jays today 7 runs, 8 hits and errors, 6 left. Cleveland 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 3 left. The winner is Casey Jansen. The loser is Tony Sipp. The Blue Jays start the year 2-0. They've got a game here tomorrow as Derek Lowe, the veteran just acquired from Atlanta. He was 9-17 with Atlanta last year with an ERA of 5.05 against the rookie right-hander Joel Carreño, 1-0 with an ERA of 1.15 in 11 appearances last September. Today, 18,842 take in the game that takes 3 hours and 38 minutes to play. The Blue Jays, 2-0. They'll try to sweep the series tomorrow, and then they've got Boston in Monday night to start a 9-game, 11-day homestand. That's it, as we send it back to Mike in Toronto.
Thanks, Jerry. So 2 games, 2 wins, plenty of innings, and lots of drama. The Blue Jays, 7-4 winners on Thursday, 7-4 winners this afternoon. And boy, this has been one heck of a start to the season. We got time for a little bitty Jays talk here on a Saturday afternoon. So get them fingers dialing. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Again, a brief Blue Jays talk. So call now or forever hold your peace. It is the Blue Jays Radio Network.
And the 1-2 pitch lined into right center field, a base hit. Edwin scores, heading for third base is Laurie. He's getting the wave home. Here's the relay. There's no relay. Laurie scores on a 2-run double by Rajay Davis. And the Blue Jays go out in front 5-3 here in Cleveland in the top of the 12th.
The top of the 12th inning, the Blue Jays bat around and get 4 runs. The first 2 coming on that 2-run double by Rajay Davis, who later stole third, scored on a single by Colby Rasmus, who scored on a single by Kelly Johnson, who homered to lead off the 9th inning to break a 2-2 tie. Blue Jays beat the Indians 7-4 in 12, despite suffering their first blown save of the season as Sergio Santos gives up a 9th inning home run to Asdrubal Cabrera. I'm Mike Wilner, and like I said, enough time for just a teeny little Jays talk. So let's get right to it. Aaron in Woodbridge, you're going to be the leadoff man.
Hey, Mike, just a couple things. Great ground ball right off Morrow. Got his first double play early in the season.
Yep.
Don't mind about Sergio Santos. The Asdrubal hit a 95 high heat to hit it out there. I don't mind that at all. Good comeback by the boys. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Hey, keep up the great work, Mike.
Good stuff, Aaron. Absolutely. All those things are true. It wasn't some hanger piece of slop that Santos just kind of shoved up there to try to get ahead or something. It was 95, and it was above the belt, and Asdrubal Cabrera hit it out for the Indians' second hit of the game. They had 2 hits in the first 11 innings. They're not good. Tony's in London. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Mike. Well, yes, the Cleveland people might disregard them as a test for the Jays, but they faced 2 premier starters, Masterson and Jimenez, if he's the Jimenez of 2010, and their bullpen's been pretty good the past few years, so it hasn't been that easy walk in the park. And as it is, 28 innings, what do you do for a bullpen tomorrow?
Well, the thing is, the beauty is that they had the off day yesterday. That's one. And two, they didn't really squeeze that much out of their too many relief pitchers. I mean, Darren Oliver threw 10 pitches, Santos threw 12. They can both pitch tomorrow. Jansen can probably pitch tomorrow in a pinch. Cordero, I don't think so after 30. But Fraser can pitch tomorrow. Carlos Villanueva can pitch tomorrow. So they're okay. Perez and Cordero are the only guys who are a definite no-go tomorrow. And that's, again, thanks to the off day. Tom and Ajax, we're going to wrap it up with you.
Okay, Mike. Are you concerned at all about the untimely home runs the Jays pitchers have given up so far? Like the home run to the number 9 hitter yesterday, or not yesterday, but opening day, and then a home run to the number 8 hitter today, and then the one in the 9th on by the closer?
No.
Answer?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not. We're 2 games into the season, right? The Jack Hanahan hit a home run on a hanging curveball, and that's going to happen on opening day against Romero, who was having a brutal inning at the time. So, no, those things are going to happen. You have to remember that, you know, it's very, I mean, it's easy to see that when the Blue Jays give up runs, they've done something wrong. And when the Blue Jays score runs, they've done something right. And it doesn't always necessarily work that way. Sometimes the other guys screw up, and sometimes the other guys make great plays too. So, no, I'm really not concerned. I love what I have seen out of the Blue Jays these first two games. I don't love the offense for the first eight innings yesterday and for the first nine innings today, or eight innings today anyway. But I think that's going to be all right. I think this is a team that's going to score a lot of runs. Appreciate all the calls. I wish we had time for more. Hopefully we will tomorrow as the Blue Jays bring their brooms to Cleveland to try to sweep this series. We will put a nice pretty bow on the Blue Jays' second straight extra inning win. When we come back, it is the Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, Baseball Control in Toronto. Mike Wilner here with you as the Blue Jays take down the Indians 7-4 in extra innings for the second straight game. This one only took 12, though. Quick look at the scoreboard, though, on our Honda postgame show. The Arizona Diamondbacks lead the Giants 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Aaron Hill has gone deep twice and driven in three. Milwaukee over St. Louis 1-0 in the top of the fourth on a Corey Hart homer. Earlier, Lucas Duda went deep twice, and Frank Francisco got the save as the Mets took down the Braves 4-2. Washington knocked off the Cubs 7-4. Right now, the Tigers lead Boston 2-0 in the fourth. Royals over the Angels 3-0, bottom three. We're back at it tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern, for a 105 first pitch. It'll be Joel Carreño against Derek Lowe. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry, Allen, Tom, Joe, and Dylan, happy birthday, Super G. Good night from Toronto.